to the Harvest Word Assembly, the city of refuge, where all can find and dwell in God's love, where destinies are aligned and lives are transformed by the raw, undiluted power of God. Under the leadership of Prophet Winga Shafe, we gather today not just for service, but for an encounter. Get ready, heaven is open, the word is alive, and your miracle is now.
That all the earth captures every area of industry that may not fit into those first three areas that were mentioned. Over all the earth, we are talking about government, we are talking of finance, economy. Say over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27. So God created man in his image. So God, every time God is going to do something in your life, he will first send the word, then he will release his power to bring it to pass. This is why a lot of people don't understand why they are struggling. Because the things you are asking for, God never said anything about. God's power follows his word. You must understand it. This is a principle you must learn. God's power follows his word. God speaks first, then he demonstrates. So if you are happy and fighting over a particular matter, it may be a good time to even ask God, are you interested in this thing? Don't forget, we have started, so start taking your note. God's power always follows his word. If God makes a promise to you, his power will flow in that direction. And in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Verse 28, let's take one more verse, hopefully. And he blessed them, and God said to them, the first word God said to his creation was that they should be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Please take your seats for a few minutes. This is a very beautiful scripture. So this message is titled The DNA of Dominion. Hallelujah. Let's read one more scripture in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. The scripture says in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, very popular scripture. Who remembers what is in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6? It said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. And thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, and I will also forget your children. I want you to put these two scriptures beside each other, because we are going to be, these are two core scriptures for this session. Please help, someone help me with the kids, alright? Now, the first thing I want to talk about is the DNA. So the DNA has a lot of, it's like the core of every human being. There are so many functions of DNA, but I'm only going to pay attention to a few. Number one, I'm not a medical doctor. Number two, this is not a medical class. So I will only pick one or two, a few that I feel can help us make some progress in this message. Number one, because I said the DNA of dominion, I need us to understand what we are looking at. The DNA of a person stores genetic information or data. You don't see DNA at the surface level. You see it at the multicellular level or the cellular level. DNA stores genetic information. They are coded. And that is the word, the paper I was studying, it uses the word coded. So that means that if you run into your own DNA, you may not even know what is there, because it's coded in Python or JavaScript. I'm sure it's not Python or Java, but I'm just trying to give you an idea that if you are introduced to yourself, the chances are that you will say that's not you. If God shows you your own file with your name and you read it, you will think you are reading the story of another person. Because most of us are living either off the divine plan or we are living short of the divine plan. Most people who come to this world and die never start living. They only existed. So that's why you find that there are a lot of resources that are buried in the graveyard, because most people never live. People chase so many things, and at the end of the day realize that those things do not matter. People have children thinking that the children will take care of them when they are old, and then the children get older and tell you that, Mama, this is 2026. Why didn't you plan for your life? I didn't plan for my life because I was planning for you. So it's time for you to plan for me. So the DNA is very strategic in the formation or in how your life actually pans out. You look at what are the things that are coded. For instance, my little experience with building softwares and or the front end part of software, you can see that maybe on the website you can see several menus like the home page, and you have about us. You see so many sections, but back end, all those things are like folders. They are coded and arranged systematically. The color of your hair, the color of your eyes, your height. It wasn't wickedness that made you become as short or petite or very tall or very black. You know, there are some people, when you see them, you just see blackness. That's the first thing that hits you when you see them. You are not even thinking of, oh, he's very tall. You thought you used to like tall, dark, and handsome until you met black. Until you met midnight. You now realize that, it's not tall, dark, and handsome. It's tall, brown, and because you have to be sure what you are praying for. But it's not your fault. You need to talk to your parents. Before you marry, if your wife's potential wife's parents are alive, go and look at her mother. That's your wife in the next 25 years or 40 years. So if you don't like what you are looking at, then you can pray again. Go and look at the boy. What kind of man is his father? Most likely, that boy will not stray away from his DNA. Most likely, that boy will not stray away. He will not go far. Because DNA will control your life. DNA has no respect for your degree. DNA has no respect for your degree. DNA is not your mate. The color of your eyes, if you like, wear contact. And I was telling someone abroad, he said, would you like to get contact? I say it's good. But I don't know. I get scared of those things. I think maybe while trying to pull them out, I don't want to become blind because of. So let me be wearing this one, the one I can control. Say, no, it's not hard. I say, thank you. I don't want to. But if Satan will do you, you will just mistakenly pull. I say, what happened to Pastor? He said, we don't know. He said, so please, just leave me. I'll be all right. And when most of you, when you see me in your dreams, you see me wearing glasses. I don't wear glasses in the dream. What are you talking about? So that means this is just a physical thing. Even the heavens don't see me with glasses. Skin tone, your skin tone, keep bleaching, no problem. But your skin tone is already coded into your DNA, which is why by the time you stop toning, your DNA takes over. Tells the whole world that this one is actually very black. If most Christians decide to listen to my message, if most Christians, like the one I'm preaching now, the beauty industry will lose like 20 or 40% share value. Biological function, your metabolism, your immunity. Some people don't fall sick. It's not divine health, it's DNA. Say, by the grace of God, in the last 20 years, I've not taken one tablet of paracetamol. It's not an achievement. I thank God for you. It's very possible your parents are very blessed and they are very healthy. They ate a lot of agbo. Your forefathers ate a lot of things, and the thing is now in your blood too. So I don't know where you are. Me, I'm trusting God every day for my health, but please don't come and make me feel guilty. We are all serving God. But it's DNA. DNA is powerful. DNA is life. Don't play with DNA. And let me tell you, as it is in heaven, so it is on earth. We have spiritual DNA, we have physical DNA, your human DNA. So when you want to get married, look at both. Don't let love cloud take away your mental clarity. Because it seems every time we want to, when we get to this bus stop, people, somebody will stop thinking. Please, I want you to put it to your note that as we have the human DNA, we have spiritual DNA. You have to write it down, because I need you to understand where I'm not here to make you happy today. We have a human DNA. We have the spiritual DNA. We also have DNA at the level of cellular behavior, which means how does your body repair itself? What about death? Do you know that the moment your DNA can no longer sustain, that's when you die? That's why you look at some family, you will notice that most of them, 64, 68, 70, they die. Do you know what I'm talking about, right? Some people, most people in the family die around a particular range. It's the strength of the DNA you are seeing. Once the DNA can no longer sustain certain things, the liver, the heart, everything will start collapsing. Meanwhile, if your own average in your family is 52 or 54, but you like to club, and you say, oh, no, it's just men of, just 2% alcohol. You see, your own average may be shorter than 52%, because already, without alcohol, you are already at 52. Your decision can fight and hinder your prophecy. That's what I'm telling you. Know the things that are peculiar to you. You are a fish, stay in water. You are a lion, stay in the forest. You are an eagle, stay in the air. You have no business with chickens. And some of you, your life, you will have less drama in your life if you simply just look at this brother and say, it's an acquaintance, it's not a friend. The moment you get to that point, you are free from whatever drama is going to bring in 2026. You don't feel compared to call. Many days you say, how far you feel? It's not an issue. Mentally, you segment. You know the way you build applications, homepage, file, document, entities, all those things. You have segment. You already know who. There's nothing is going to do this year. You have already segmented it. Now, that may sound very tough. You will now realize that all the people that put up your pictures on their status and whatever on your birthday, they don't really care. Some just did it without even thinking. Just happy by God bless your new year. They have moved on. They can't even remember what they put on their status. This world is a wicked place. Huh? That someone will upload your status and he's not even thinking about you. Your picture. He's not even thinking. He just did it. Some people are trigger happy. Boom. The thing is on their status. But you are not on their mind. If you think the person loves you, meanwhile you went to fight the one that he loves you, and he did not shame me. I know you're ashamed. The one that really loves you, you went to fight him for not putting up your picture. If I love you, I will hide you. I will not expose you. So we all define love differently. I don't want the world to see you, because being close to me can even make you a target. As I don't put my children's picture on social media, I don't want the world to know them. When they are able to face the world, we will have a meeting. Now you are about to have your first Instagram account. Let's talk about it. I'm trusting you to manage this. So let's talk about it. I won't give you a phone. What do you need a phone for? I grew up all my life without a phone. Where are we, Joe? Cellular repair, death. DNA can replicate itself, which means, whether spiritually or physically, whatever influences your birth, will direct your life. For instance, you are listening to this, my messages, you see people laugh, you do a lot of things. But I've seen people, I didn't know, you know, this year I will be very serious with you people, but I mean, I realized, I didn't know, but for many years, I used to wonder why a lot of, not everybody, but a lot of people who left this church. And when they left, I saw them, they started wearing micro miniskirt. They became dancing Salomes. I started seeing things that I didn't think was there. I also saw people who came here with their entire body halfway up, thrown to the world. But as they kept coming, the dress was coming up till it got covered. Yes. Why? DNA replicates itself. And in terms of spirituality, whoever you listen to, the influence of that message will affect you. If you are being pastored by a man that God never answers his prayers, which means you have to work more, because even if you have an emergency and you say, Pastor, can we pray together? The chances are already over 70% that God will not hear. For God doesn't listen to that man. He doesn't know him. If you are married to a woman who relishes how the world sees her because of social media and everything, no problem. But I can assure you, once you hit 40, 45, you will now realize that what used to make men drool over you, we only receive a courtesy. How are you doing, madam? Good morning. And they go. Why? Because you are now getting old. So invest in your soul. The soul never ages. Your soul never grows old. If your soul radiates, it will reflect on your external frame. If your soul is radiating, you now put Mary Kay on top. Oh, it will be beautiful. But if your soul is decaying because of the lack of consistent growth and development through knowledge. You saw what God said in Hosea chapter 4 about knowledge. God said that anyone that rejects knowledge, I will not touch him. I will reject him. And this scripture was actually speaking to pastors. This particular Hosea chapter 4 is for pastors. So imagine that God is talking to pastors like this. So, is it not a good day for you to go to your pastor and say, sir, today is the 4th of January. I just want to encourage you to continue to develop yourself in the Lord, grow in spiritual. I advise the man, because if God rejects him, everybody under him is rejected. DNA can be replicated. That's why people have kids and the kid looks exactly like the father or exactly like the mother. Don't start with me this year. Don't even tell me that sometimes a child may be born to black parents, but the child has blonde hair. Don't start with me, because I will come after you. Somebody somewhere, and it's not the man, has something to explain to us, because the hair is blonde. Now, some of you don't know this, but growing up, I used to have that a bit of dada. on my hair, and I used to like it. So not so long, but I like the roughness of my hair. So, and I use that as an excuse to go to the salon where my mom makes. I say, my hair is kind of, could you just straighten it out a bit? They gave me keshimshim, kokoshim, all those things. I carried them in bags to school. Now imagine that from primary school I was already doing that. What? And we didn't know there would be gay, homosexuality today. Now I want you to see how Satan primes us. Eh? He primes you from a safe space. You will think you are the one. When he finally gets you to that bus stop, you will now realize that you are not like every other man. You are more of being a woman. Then you just, so you say, okay, I don't want to be a woman. You start dressing like a woman. And my dad kept warning my mom. Say, this boy, we want to destroy his life. Say, he's just making his head now. What's the problem? Say, mommy, don't mind it. Thank God he shouted. Imagine you see me today. I say, hey, hello. Ah, what a waste. Can you imagine? Just imagine. Some of you don't know, I used to do drama. I used to be in the drama space. And I acted all kind of roles, including arm robber and everything. I want you to imagine what you would have been without Jesus. If not for Jesus in your life, some of you would have been baby mamas of 4, 5, 6. Some of us would have been baby fathers of uncle. Some of us don't even, there's someone in a beggar. He doesn't even know how many children he has. And the thing about DNA is that it will make an exact copy of itself. Are you with me? DNA will produce an exact copy. I'm trusting God very soon when the Lord will begin to give us people in this church that will carry the same weight of prophetic anointing. I went to preach in a church that is known as, well, I don't want to mention any more church, but okay, it's not no harms. The church next door here, Global Harvest. I was invited to preach at their church in Ekiti State last year. And when I got there, the pastor was going to introduce me. And he said, meanwhile, I was invited to preach in Akure. And the pastor said, please, we will not put prophet on your name. I said, it doesn't matter. My name is Oluwagbenga Shafe. I can give you a list of my other names. Or if you like, you can put doctor. And I said, why? He said, because in this land, prophets in Ondo State are associated with falsehood. So if I put prophet behind your name, I'm sending a wrong signal to people. I said, it's okay. My name is fine. Moreover, in heaven, they don't even know me as a prophet. So I'm just a child of God. Or maybe I'm trying to be one. So when I got to this church, they wanted to bring me up to preach, and the pastor said, let me tell you why we are inviting this man today. So I'm meeting him for the second time. The first time he was in a meeting where I preached, and it was a meeting organized by their ministry. And when I'm in places like that, I don't demonstrate. I just preach and I go and sit down. I don't have energy. I'm not obligated to you. I have Harvest Word is here. I can preach it. I can preach John 3:16. You can't fight me for preaching, for God so loved you. So I went to have my seat. Then the man came to preach. And when he was preaching, I was jotting. When they finished, they left. They now asked me to close the service. The Spirit of God now fell upon them. That was what they heard. That after they left, the Spirit of God came upon them. But this was what he said. He said, this is the first time in a long time that I'm seeing someone who operates in the prophetic ministry that teaches and preaches in that area. Now, that may look normal to you, but I'm telling you that if you go to Ibadan, just next door here, the prophets there don't have time. They say, it's your pastor's work to be preaching to you. We are agents of change. one prophet in Ibadan told the church member, he said, I'm not your pastor's mate. I'm a prophet. I'm not a pastor. I'm a prophet. I'm higher than a pastor. See the way everybody was looking at the man. I say it's not your fault. Now me carry you come. 10 more minutes, you can round up. You want to? There's no fire in the generator. So I want you to hear me, because I'm trying to describe something. That DNA will replicate itself. If you are born to Mr. and Mrs. Omoniyi or Mr. and Mrs. Chukwuebuka, but you spend your time in the house of Mr. and Mrs. Shafe, your biological DNA will belong to Mr. and Mrs. Ebuka, but your emotional DNA will be mine. And let me tell you, whoever controls your emotion will rule your life. Whoever has power to dictate, oh, do you love me? Say yes. Don't go out today. Let's just stay in bed. Do you love me? Yes. Let's not. I want to have breakfast in bed. Oh, do you love me? I want 3 millionaire. Whoever has that power over your life is your Lord. And there are things I wish I could say, but I can't say them because the whole world is listening now. They want to hear what I will say. I didn't come for them. I came for a reason. DNA will replicate itself. If truly, you say this is your spiritual father, and not that you are a spiritual adulterer, because some people have fathers. This 2 days ago, my mentor was in this church, this one, all the way from South Africa. He came in and he came here. And I was here alone with him. We had a long meeting. And then he got into the car and went. Ever before I became very close to Pastor Ayo, because Pastor Ayo and this, my mentor, they are friends. In fact, they are like brothers. But I knew Pastor Gbenga Omolorun first. Pastor Gbenga Omolorun is a teacher of the word. He made me fall in love with Bishop Oyedepo. But he had something unique about him. He operated the gift of word of knowledge, and he had the gift of interpretation of dreams, which are both prophetic dreams, but he's not a prophet. So he was the one who first taught me what it meant to operate the gift of the word of knowledge. And the gift of word is the gift of the spirit that allows you to know things about people, whether past or present. He had that gift, but he was not a prophet, and he could interpret dreams. Dreams like the type you see in Daniel. I'm not talking about I saw myself jumping. I jumped 7 times. What does it mean? I don't know. Now jumping is jumping. Yeah, what is it? We even have a song in my children's school. I am jumping. Jumping. I am jumping. Go to the children's teacher and ask them in my son's school. He was the first person who taught me how to understand the interpretation of dreams, and he taught me the gift of one. But he was not a prophet. But when he came here from South Africa, he was here. We were here for like, he came in around 12 o'clock and he was here till like 3. And then he left me, I stayed till 6:30. Well, he's a professor. The professor of engineering in South Africa. But Pastor Ayo is a prophet by calling. If you say someone is, you are an offshoot of someone's DNA, you must be able to trace that lineage. You must be able to trace it. If I ever get into trouble, these are the 1-2 people that can come and look for me. Because DNA will replicate. Once DNA, now you look at someone like Pastor called me and told me, say, Gbenga. He said, go and develop yourself spiritually. He said, the advantage I have in life today is that it's not that I went to school, it's that I can hear God's voice. He gave me that one. Professor Gbenga Omolorun sat with me and told me, he said, don't be lazy. Look at me. I'm doing another PhD. But he's a professor. You cannot say you are following someone and there's nothing of that person in you. So where is the replicate? Where is the replicate? Or let me talk about the fact that my own dad worked in the university all his life. If I wanted to be in the university, I would be there. I actually... we are talking about replicating DNA now. Some of you, your parents were fashion designers, even though they did it at a low scale. But that is what you are doing now. Some of you, your parents were very good chefs. They knew how to cook. You didn't plan to, but you are doing that now. DNA will replicate itself. If you are a man that loves weird colors in women, go and look at your father. He has it. This clubbing thing, this karaoke thing, all these things that you like doing on a Friday, go and check it. It's just that your father is too old. You really don't know him. You don't remember him the way he used to be. It's because he's old now. He's gentle. When your dad was very young, Friday night, there used to be a club around the Bodilon Street. That's where your dad was. Dancing to Sonny Ade and... and Oliver the Cook. DNA will ensure continuity of life. So I look forward to those days where God can cause people to rise up in this church. And you are so blessed that you have a pastor that cannot be described in one word. Because you look at this side, you can talk about something. Whether you want to talk about the academia, you want to talk about maybe the professional aspect, talk about project management, talk about the tech skills, talk about software, talk about HR, You can go on and on. You can't say that there is one part of it that doesn't resonate with you. And let me tell those of you who think that I'm hardworking. I'm not. I want to tell all of you think I'm pastor. You are Let me tell you. I don't like books. I don't like reading. I like soft life. It may shock you, but fear can be a motivation. When you don't want to go back to where you are coming from. So it is not the Spirit of God that is motivating me, it's fear. I know what it means to be poor. I don't want to be poor again. Say, Pastor, you need to rest. say poverty shall come like an armed man. Like like a armed bandit. They'll break your door and come in and say, bring everything. Meanwhile, you put cameras, CCTV camera around your house. But this poverty, they come in like armed bandits. Your camera can't see them. Tell your neighbor, don't replicate poverty generationally. And poverty is both spiritual, it's in every area of your life. See, let me tell you, if there's something you are doing now that God has, teach your children. Forget about this whole AI thing. AI cannot fix plumbing problems. A day will come, people will become angry and say, we don't want AI. We want someone that can use his hand and do the... kilo day, everybody just doing lazy work. Give us... Can you do it? Oh yeah, write the code. AI cannot fix electrical fittings here. Don't play. And let them learn the programming. Let them learn this one. Because the day will come, the muscles of people will not be trained for work again, and there will not be a gap. Currently, now there's a report coming out in the US, they are already short of plumbers by I think 270,000 every day because of AI. So I don't know which report you look at, or maybe it's heartbreaking stories. For me, I look for all these things, and this will be a good time for you to position yourself. See this, your hand, it must be skilled, trained for war. Before Adam existed physically, his assignment was already defined. I want you to put that down. Before Adam existed physically, his assignment was already defined. What was his assignment? Let them have dominion. Now, Are you still with me? You've gone no more. Are you blessed this morning? Some people will come in this morning expecting to meet me preaching. They will meet the grace. No, they will not meet the grace. They will find that we have closed. I said by the time before Adam was here, there was a script in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 that said, this is the type of person he will be. DNA will rule your life. This is the DNA. He will have dominion. Please find that scripture for me. He will have dominion over the fish of the sea, the cattle of the field, the birds of the air, and over... Aha, look at this. Give me verse 26. Please, when you study the word of God this year, and I encourage you, you know, last year we read the whole New Testament, right? Please start with Psalms and Proverbs this year, because I realize that when I read Proverbs, my head used to correct. There's something about Proverbs, your head will just be correct. Though the person who wrote the book, eventually his head was not correct, but you cannot discount the wisdom of our brother, Solomon, who happens to be my name too. So, let us make man in our image. Look at the blueprint. And after our likeness, and I will touch on this, let this man, this thing we are going to create, their primary function will be power. Now, let me ask you, if God, do we believe God is a God of purpose? Do we believe that if there's anything God wants to do, there's an intention behind it? Why is dominion the first item that is being put forward when the question of man comes up? Because before man came here, there was warfare. Already, Satan had rebelled. Huh? Before Genesis 1:1, 1:2, 1:3, there was a war in heaven that happened. So please, for those of you who think that people break your heart, please take consolation. Be encouraged. As perfect as heaven is, somebody still fought today. Don't worry, you are not the problem. You understand? That person is not good enough for you. Because even where there was mineral resources, just live, enjoy your life, be worshiping God, somebody still succeeded in getting one third of the angels to fight. So I want you to imagine, it's not because you did anything wrong, God. Nah, so they did do. When you face a problem in your office, it is not, don't sweat it. See, tough times, how do we say it? Yeah, don't worry, you'll be all, tough people do. Don't worry, you'll be all right. Can you imagine how holy our perfect has got? Somebody still managed in heaven and he succeeded. Nobody knew he was conniving, he was planning. The way some people are planning now, planning how to take your money, your tax, do everything, they are planning. The person selling tomato on the road, you want to collect money from them? Well done. Well done. Meanwhile, there's one minister that they say they found billions of assets in the last administration. But he's going to court too. It's rich people that go to court. You see why you cannot afford to be weak, Loretta? You must be anointed spiritually. Emotionally, you must be stable. The strength of your emotion, of your soul, is stability. The strength of your spirit is power, anointing. The strength of your physical body is health, good health. If you are emotionally unstable, even if I prophesy to you, it will not happen. There is a level of equilibrium in economics that you must attain for prophecy to enter your life. So let them have dominion, which means that before God created Adam as a solution to a crisis that was on the earth, which most people didn't enter. Adam was not an afterthought. It was a deliberate design to solve a problem. Nobody builds softwares or build applications for nothing. There must be something that application can do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, so I give you this as an aside. Just delete it once I tell you. So I've been taking a course on enterprise risk management. I've been taking it for a while. But I realized that I didn't quite understand what they were saying. The grammar was too much. You see, because risk management is somewhere in between cybersecurity, is tech, management. So it was a bit confusing. Man of God, do you know what I did? As I was... You know, sometimes you're in class, you are listening to the lecturer, you can hear him, but it's like the thing is passing through one ear. I hear you. Enterprise can be defined as ABC, ERM, this. Look, I'm hearing you. 10 minutes later, I hear you. You understand? I feel you. Like, it's not like it's hard, but it's not settling. What did I do? I put the course on one screen on my other laptop. I was watching it and I started building a software. This is what a risk blah 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 manager should be able to do. How to analyze the risk level of an organization. How to tell when the organization will collapse. How to tell if they are financially insolvent. How to do this. If it's in oil and gas, these are the things to look for. If it's in the aviation industry, these are the things. I started building it. And I built a robust software. Something that started with like 2 menus. I built like about 24 menus into it. So if I walk into an office now, all I have to do is go to that software and select, this is an IT company. Tell me all the risks that are in the Nigerian sector. Tell me the licenses they are supposed to have from the government. Tell me all the files they should keep. Tell me all the registers. Tell me everything. It will just, like an auditor, it will just bring that. I'll just print it for you. Give me this. You'll be overwhelmed. You will think I'm a very good person. Instead of stressing myself, I only transferred my stress to the software and I'm watching Netflix. As I began to build that software, I started understanding. Because you don't understand authority in isolation. It is not an academic program. The subject of authority is that Adam will be created and put in a live environment. The first visitor apart from God to the garden was a serpent. Are you hearing me now? The first visitor was not someone in the neighborhood. Are you hearing me? Please pay attention, because some of you think you are insulated. Adam did not commit anything. Eve did not commit anything. The first visitor that killed Jembe, what are you eating? Serpent. It's not sin. Sin is not the reason why people get attacked. Sometimes just minding your business can bring attack. Please, are you with me this morning? So don't feel bad. Yes, sin can bring attack into your life, but it's not every time. Adam went to take care of the business. Satan came to his house. And here you are thinking that because you left your house to go to work, you should not place a divine covering over your house that you left. Satan waited for Adam to go to work and came to the house. See, me, when I read the Bible, this is how I interpret strategies. I walk into a place for the first time, I take off my shoe and I touch the ground. Wherever the soles of my feet. Not my shoe. I take off. Don't wear these shoes that can make you take off your slippers or whatever. Just take it off. Touch. Make. Because my feet was designed for government. You that's how God designed us. Dominion. Anywhere you can't touch, you can't take it. Your feet must touch that ground. You must understand spiritual things. Don't just sit down and be fluffing and say, oh, if it's God, it will happen. It will not happen. If witches were horses, do you know how many people are quoting the Bible every day and they are still so the assignment was defined. The only success that Adam could find would be coming and living according to the assignment. The problem between man's righteousness and where we are today was that the woman did not have full data, did not have full information. So she was not able to respond And let me tell you, there are smart ways to survive these things. Anytime someone says you have to make up your mind now, tell them, give me 5 minutes. Let me talk to my prayer partner. Let me talk to my pastor. Let me talk to my wife. Let me talk to my husband. If you are married and up till now, you don't know the area of strength that your wife has, then I can't help you. No prophecy will help you. If you have been married or you want to get married to someone and you don't know the area of strength that your husband has, this is the area of strength. I'm not talking about eating, no. Because some people, the area of strength. I was talking to one man from Moafia. He's actually from Moafia. He said, so once I take the gari like this, I will feel very agile. See, do you have this? And he was telling me, so we are going to take this nation, we are going to for crusade. All I was hearing was that once I eat this gari, I become very strong. But in my own experience, anytime I eat anything else, I become tired and weak. Is it something wrong with me? He said, I can do anything. I can do anything. See, when he was talking with boldness, I can do anything. Just give me the gari and soup. See, when I'm not... So I'm not talking about people who have their area of strength in eating. I'm not talking about those ones. In fact, if I find that the only time you smile deeply is when there's food in front of you, I can never be your friend. There's a smile, there's a joy that flows from within you. When you see food, when they serve you at the wedding, there's a smile. You just... Once I observe you, you are done, you are cooked. You need to know the area of strength your partner has, because that will go a long way in knowing how to apportion or build the strength of the family as a whole. And if your partner says he or she doesn't have any strength, you need to move fast and go to God and ask for a double portion, because the family was not built to be carried by one person. Yeah. I have a friend who impregnated someone, and I said to him, I said, do you know how wicked you are? I said, where is this girl? Say she, the guy, I think girl is from Calabar also. I said, where is this girl? Say she's in Abuja. I said, and she's pregnant. Say yes. I said, so why are you not in Abuja? He said, hey, we are not marrying ourselves now. It just happened. I said, hey. I said, you know why I was upset? Because I'm married and I have children. And I know what my wife saw. She saw her, she saw fire. Like, I don't think anybody should be pregnant and be alone. That's what I'm saying. Eh? So, Jesus said, do not call anybody a fool without a reason. I have a reason. I have a reason for calling you a fool. Now, the girl is in Abuja, you are in Lagos. You say you are building software. Hey. No, we can't work together. You bring me down. You bring my business down. Why your personal life is not my business? But I try to show interest. I need to know what I'm dealing with. At least be responsible enough to go and... She will need a lot of help. Alai. He's not in Lagos. He's still in Lagos. When God said let them have dominion, He did not mean let them survive. When God said let them have dominion, He did not mean let them also and survive. What I'm sharing with you may look like something you have heard for a long time, but if you are not walking in it, it means you don't understand it. And like dominion is a skill that can only be fully harnessed as you get involved. You learn it every day. Someone said, if you want to learn any skill, try to allocate 1-2 hours every day, you know, learning it little by little. In 6 months, 8 months, you'll probably be at a slightly above beginner's level. please, as you are looking at me, don't look at me. Just be looking at yourself. Because what most of us have learned is the survival strategy. Let me give an example of a society that is built on survival. Let's take the British economy. Maybe a bit of France and some European countries. Most European countries, they are built in a way to make you a slave of the system. So even if, for instance, you have a novel idea, you build a software or you invent something and you sell it for £100 million, as you are selling that thing, just know that your tax has gone up. The idea is to kill innovation. You are not, only stubborn people can prosper there. You have to be stubborn. You have to be Nigerian to prosper there. You have to be a Nigerian. You go to some countries, they'll tell you that here we don't need cars, or we ride bicycles, we are happy, we are fine. Sir, this is 2026. So you say, no, it doesn't matter. We try to manage the ecosystem. Sorry, I know day for that one. You people have Lamborghini here. You have Tesla, you have BYD. Please, that's what I want. I'm not at this bicycle level. Where I come from, we associate bicycle with suffering. Say no, even here the prime minister. That's your prime minister. Me, I represent God. I don't. You see, I sweat. So I need. I don't play. Like, no. Please. Where do you sell cars here? I don't do all this. And I'm not going to apologize for it. I've paid my dues with suffering. I know what it means to eat yam with grand palm oil and blend, grinded pepper. Please, don't leave me alone. When I was poor, nobody asked me what my name was. So we are not talking about survivor. We are not talking about survivor. Please tell neighbor, we are not talking about survivor. Now put this down. Dominion is not a reward. It is a design feature. Those of you who are software developers will understand what I'm saying. It is a, or UIUX, it is not a what? A reward. It is a design feature. That means when that thing was being built, that feature was hard-coded. It was built. It was like a, what do you call those? It's like a structure. It's like a baseline. It's a base structure upon which the whole system will rest on. Which means you cannot be a man in God's definition if you don't walk in power. That when God said, let us make man, he was not talking about someone trying to survive. Which means most of us have not even met the requirement of being called a man. Are you with me? Today you will be fully restored. It is a design feature. Now, hear the key revelation here. What God speaks reveals what matters most. Anything that God says helps us appreciate what matters most. Which means, if I am unable to personally determine what the Lord is saying with at least, please hear me, at least 80% accuracy. I'm not asking you to be, because the gap between 80 and 100 is judgment, is the spirit of judgment, but just hold that somewhere. If you are 80% correct, you still have an A. And there is nobody who is a prophet who has not made mistakes. What God speaks to you, what God tells you, reveals what matters the most. So if you even decide to take 2026 as the year to implement a design feature for your life, that this is a serious matter. I wish somebody would understand me here. Let me, because this one now, we need to build a function let's say we want to build this an HRIS, a human resource software. You have the idea in your head, but we need to lay the foundation. What do we use? Do we use Python? Do we use Java? If you decide to use Python, is it Django? Which bus stop are you going to? You need to pay attention. You need to, the foundation, you need to get the foundation. If not, you will be stuck. You will walk away from your own life. You will, when you get to a place, because you are not part of the foundation laying of your own life. You are not part of the process. You didn't get to any point where you agreed with God that, Abraham, I want to give you a son. This is what I want. This is the story of your life. This is you. So when you start experiencing, you think that it is God walking away from you. Because the base cannot hold. What you have put here can only take a one bedroom flat. Meanwhile, God is doing something for seven generations. So which means we want to build, the first thing we need to ask her, what are the base features of this application? What are the things that we feel must come in as the first items we want to see in this program or in this web application? This is what we want to give to the customer first. Let's assume that what I'm saying now, you may think because you are not an IT person, it's the same thing everywhere. Someone asks you to come give us a quote for an event, you are going to be the caterer or the whatever for that day, and the what they want to see is a detailed breakdown. You see, the foundation is very important. What, tell us, how do you normally run your event? The first two words that come out of your mouth can tell the person listening to that you don't know what you are doing. I didn't say you don't know how to cook. I say you don't know what you are doing. It's different from you don't know how to cook. Because I know people who want to cook, they will first put the salt before the rice. And they have a theory around it. They want the salt to be... I don't know, they have something in their head that convinces them that the salt, the rice must meet the salt in that pot. And I have a brother, very lovely man of God, who also had a theory around cooking beans for just 20 to 30 minutes. Many years ago, rice and beans, everything is 20 minutes or 30 minutes. And he had been doing it and he was getting away with it. So what he does is that he will put the beans in the water and then he will boil it. Then he will now pour the rice. And when he said, what are you doing? He said, it's not done. I say, you go, they're done for my stomach. That's his language. You go, they're done for my stomach. Until the thing got done one day and we had to rush him to the hospital. Because if you decide to use that method and you want to escape, you know, some people know how to escape with their destiny. They are always escaping by the whiskers. Some people know trouble from afar, but they like to live life on the edge, but they know how to escape. If you must live your life like that, you must know species. Because there are some beings that are more, because of their species, they get done quickly. You have refused to show interest in species. You refuse to study about beings. You need to go online on ChatGPT, Cloud, Grok, YouTube, and be studying. You say, why are you always watching things about beings? Say, don't worry. You know that you like living your life on the edge, and you didn't study species. Not studying species, was what makes Saul think that he could tear Samuel's clothes and get away with it. The sacrifice you offered is a separate matter. You see, this is my clothes. I don't have two, it's only one. This one is instant judgment. There's no forgiveness for Samuel. You tore my clothes in front of all these people. Jebai. You don't know where to stop. What are the base features of this thing you want to do? What is it that must be in this thing that you want to do, even if you have to do it 10 times for 10 customers? Those are the questions that, even when you want to have presentations in the boardroom, you are able to build your presentation from the base features to the advanced features and the more advanced features. Anybody who understands your conversation will know that you are building, that conversation is building. Don't tell me what you want to do at the end. No. Tell me how many minutes you have. Okay, fine, let's take it. You build. You build the conversation. That's why some ladies say, I don't like that guy. It's always very boring. Because they don't know how to build conversations. They are one word answer people. Have you eaten? What's up? Okay. Bye. Meanwhile, you that you are accusing the brother, you are also very boring. I'm not sent to make you happy. If you are not happy before I met you, my presence in your life will not change anything. Because even me, I don't know what happiness is. Now, put up that scripture. I want to show you something about image and likeness. Quickly. Are you blessed this morning? He said, let us make man in our image. And please, again, I cannot emphasize this. God is the one with the sole right to define who man is. When I say man, I mean man and woman. Man here is not gender biased. Because of men, they are born in Africa. Anytime they hear man, they are always happy. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to those who understand simple English. Man is not gender biased. Male is gender biased. Female is gender biased. Man is not gender biased. Man is spiritual authority. Man is a image. The word there, the first thing God talked about there was image. Can you see it on your screen? He said, let us make man in our own image. So, which first of all suggests to you that God himself has a form? He's a spirit, but he has a form. So, image just speaks of representation. Huh? What did I say? Representation. It's like building a statue of someone and it looks exactly like that. I was talking to my wife about a very wonderful lady that I know, you know, very wonderful, very, very wonderful. She's an artist, but she uses iron nails to make her designs. But she's a banker. The first time she told me about it, I didn't even understand. Iron, like iron, metal. Say yes, she creates, and that thing will look like you. If it was your image, it will have like a silver feel, a silver touch, very lovely. And she says it pays her more than her banking job. But she's a manager in the bank. And she didn't say, because I'm a manager. She kept. So when you say you are a big woman, I hope you have handwork. Let me not use grammar. Let me use what we know in Nigeria. Please ask your neighbor, do you have handwork? You say that church is quiet now. Please ask that neighbor angrily, do you have handwork? Handwork means and includes any area of skill that you can deploy mentally or physically with your hands or your legs or your something that you know. All you need is give me a computer or give me a screwdriver or give me two nails and a cap and a log of wood and I will get this thing done. Don't play. Because for God to be able to recreate the world in 7 days, that means he has done it before. He wasn't guessing. Please, could you give us an ETA for this project? You should be able to say, well, give or take 2 months. With tolerance. Then you say, okay, but you can also give some, give a margin. When I was talking to my professor 3 days ago, he came here. We started talking about margin of error in the sciences. 0.01 and 0.05. You know, as we were having this conversation, he was just looking at me, he was smiling, saying, my boy. He was even me as he didn't switch me. As he was commending me, he didn't switch me. You know, he was just looking at me, he was just smiling. He said, my boy. So he's a water engineer and a civil engineer. But you know, even no matter, because you say you heard God, you did not give margin of error. Even when God created man, he gave margin of error. He knew the man would fail. So he prepared Jesus before the man failed. You say, no, once we do it, we know what we have heard. God will. Sir, this is not heaven. Even in heaven, somebody fought. So when we speak in relation to image, we are talking of representation. Let us make them in our own image. When they see Veronica, when they see Tommy, something about you must remind people of God. Are you with me? Number two, likeness. So let us make them in our what? In our likeness. Likeness speaks of function. Function, functionality. I had a meeting with a board of directors, because not board of MDs, all right? And we're talking about a particular tech product in that meeting, and the one of them said, well, I got to tell you this. He said this particular product we are talking about, the one we are reviewing now, has one feature. And that feature is that it is easy to use, easy to understand, and easy to deploy. Meanwhile, some of the most advanced softwares you know that are used in this country are made by Oracle. Oracle is not a Nigerian company. And for some reason, Nigerians have looked down on themselves to believe that they can't reproduce it, and it is a lie. The same reason why you believe your Chanel bag. You believe that thing you buy and somebody ordered from, whether it was from Temu or from somewhere, but because they wrote Chanel on it, you flaunt it to the glory of God. You do not even believe that somebody by the roadside can build something with leather and it will be extremely neat. Go and check Donald Trump. Check most of the top guys. Check Mark Zuckerberg. Come and tell me the brand they wear. It's for people who want to look like rich people. Brand is not for those who are rich. It's for those in the middle class who want to believe that they are doing well. You are the brand. You are the brand. God places a price on you that no brand, nobody from China, from France, no, there's nothing anybody can do anyway that will make God think of you better. You are the brand. Do you know what God put inside of you? Do you want to see your script? Do you want to see God's opinion of you? He said your capacity is to take the whole earth. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. He said, let them. Your capacity is the earth. Your capacity. I want you to look at how big this world is. Whatever you think is happening in your life now, I want you to know you are living below capacity. Your capacity, according to Genesis chapter 1, 26 to 28, is that the earth. That means if you are not able to distill at that level, there is something about you you've not found. You may have a skill and not have business strategy. You may have a very good skill. You can produce something and not know how to take that thing to market. But you have the product too, and it's good. So why don't you bring in a partner and say, you know what? Give us a corporate feel around this. Let's make it sellable. And then you can rest and stop taking diclofenac. Say, let them. Please tell your neighbor, let them. There is a partnership equation in your destiny. Let them. There is a partnership equation in your destiny. Elijah must find Elisha. Jesus must find Peter. Do you understand what I'm saying? Samuel must find David. There is a partnership equation. If not, it will not be let them. There will be no let them effect. There will be no let us effect. That God made a decision by having a conversation with the Trinity. Listen to me. There is a let them impact effect that you must find. That is why who you marry matters. Marry the wrong person, the man can bring you down spiritually. You start aspiring for coins when you should be going for a top dollar. You'll be aspiring for coins and you'll be thinking you are making progress. Why should your wife lose her vision and lose herself, can't recognize herself simply because she married you? She would have been better off without you. Why are you there? When you say you are a man, what does it mean to be a man? You should be a mobilizer. You should be an enhancer. You should be anybody who comes around. You should be able to get a level of clarity in one area or the other. How can the only thing you reduce your wife to is cooking? How now? How now? You say, think calm. If it were to be your daughter, and you look at how much you have spent on her, would you like someone to reduce her to simply cooking her?
My wife, she's a good cook. She's a good cook.
And you didn't think of starting a business for her, but she's a good cook. Then all your friends will be coming to eat. They're, because their own wives can't cook. Come on, say, God forbid. You must be angry, even though you can't fulfill destiny. If you are satisfied, like that outside boy that I spoke to, that got a job in GT Bank, say he wants to go back and become a teacher so that he can build the bread. I say, you are mad. God gave you a job, brought you to Lagos in GT Bank. You've seen money, you've seen life. So he thought he was trying to impress me. We were at, what was that place at Ozumba? That's Radisson Blue. He met, Apostle, good to see you. I saw that this time in GT Bank. He said, but I'm leaving now. So he said, I want to resign. I'm not feeling this Lagos. I want to go back to the north. I said, what will you be doing? Are you getting a transfer? He said, no, I'll take up a teaching job. Meanwhile, I was even thinking this is a correct person. There's nothing wrong with teaching. But what you are, your poor choice, your decision, you need to allow people to talk. You will know who they are. Let them talk. I didn't even advise her. I said, go. Because it's obvious the way of wisdom is not in you. Some people are not meant to make it in life. So go to your. And I know people in this Lagos who are teachers and making 800,000 every month from running personal tutorials. What are you talking about? I know someone that comes to this church once in a while. She earns about 200 or 250 or thereabouts. But she takes classes after school, like four students, so she goes to their, and they're on the island, so she goes from house to house, closes around 6 or 6:30 like a banker, and she makes more from that than her salary. So she keeps the job so that she can keep meeting with parents. She's not doing that job. Do you know the funny thing? The school she teaches, she's in reception class. But she teaches grade 3, grade 4, and all of that. Don't sit down there. You are waiting for the government. The government... Take 6 months of this year. He teaches my hands to work. I want to help you. What can you do? In one word, you should be able to tell me. I can write Python. Okay, which of the libraries? Bang, bang, bang. Okay. I don't need that, but I know someone. The moment you start thinking, you are confused. That means you don't. Genesis 1, the issue now is not even Genesis 1. The issue is that we need to sit you down and give you water to drink, because you don't know yourself. A lot of people are floating and blaming God, that God has not remembered them. You don't even know who you are. Anything God gives to you will be mismanaged. If your goal is to be the top financial investment banker in Nigeria that everybody comes to in the next 7 years, do you know how much book you read? Do you know how you will take your money? You go and take a course. In dollars, so some in pounds, some in euros. People will be asking you, kilo day, it is God that blesses man. The moment I see you, I move away from you. It is not mere men that stand before kings. Kings have no interest in regular information. They have no interest in anybody who has regular information. Once you have audience with a king, you have 2 minutes to make sense or get out. Joseph, are you the one? Do you know the dream? Yes. No prayer. Nothing like, let us pray before we start. Hey! Do you know where you are? Let us pray. In the boardroom. You are brought in as a technocrat. I went to a particular company, a very popular company. If I mention, everybody in this Nigeria knows that company. I went there. When I was trying to address them, I needed to use their digital screen to make a presentation. And I noticed, thank you, sir. And I noticed they were looking distracted. All of them, they are like 55, 60 years and all of that. I just said, okay, before we continue, let me read my profile to you. I was born poor. Let me start from there. I have 12 years banking experience, both as a junior and as a supervisor. I have a master's degree
I have 2 doctorate degrees in leadership, 1 in human resource. Then I came down. I started reading my tech certifications. I started reading. Then, and I said, I'm on my 3rd page. They shouted, hey! They shouted. The person sitting beside the CFO shouted. Say, what is this one? I said, this one is in education, sociology. I said, can we go on with the presentation? He said, yes, yes. I said, today we want to look at how to build a succession planning strategy for your company, because you people are about to collapse. Everybody started jotting. I'm not talking about senior management, I'm talking about board of directors. They started writing. Excuse me, the kind of knowledge that takes you to the boardroom, what kind of knowledge do you think that is? Huh? Basic information. Oh, let me tell you where I got the knowledge from, sir. It was my wife. Before I went into that boardroom, she sat with me and coached me. I knew some things, but I also know there are things I don't know. I knew that what I was going there to do, she was a specialist, but she cannot show her face there because of her own agreement with her organization. So I sat with her. This one, the Excel. This one, this one, this one, this one, this one, this one. I said, okay. Then, but me, I have this cheese. So I dressed up, I wore my 3-piece suit, and I walked in with my MacBook. Don't go there with any dead laptop that is about to give up the ghost. That's the difference between a consultant and someone who just does the job. It's not an achievement. It's not an achievement to have a MacBook. You better know what you want. Know the things that pertain to your destiny. You now carry the laptop. The wire is like they keep the charger. They can see that you are confused already. I want to tell us how to restructure the company. Tunde, Sheo, let me look at this charger. You don't, if you have a MacBook, you don't need charger. 1 week, your laptop is running. You don't need 1 week. And the day I swore, I sat in the class. Man, you normally listen to me. I sat in the class with my colleague who just came back. He had a Chevening scholarship. So he did a master's in the UK and had a first class, a distinction, came back. Joined my set in Unilag, and he had a MacBook. So after the class, we wanted to, so maybe, he just came, he scanned or he said, nah, this one's a big book. So he now called me. He now turned on his MacBook. And I saw his software on his MacBook, Zotero. Who knows Zotero here? Father, I thank you for today. We give you all the glory. Go and check. So I saw something on it. I will now look. I didn't know what it was. Meanwhile, for 20 minutes, I was looking for. If you know Unilag very well, our sockets, they don't work by the wall. Maybe in the whole class, only one socket. So whoever comes there has to connect a very big extension box. And if the person there doesn't like your face, he will not allow you to connect to his whatever. Go elsewhere. With to connect your laptop in Unilag, it's a prayer matter. You must be connected spiritually to it to connect your laptop. This brother just saw me while I was struggling. Say, what's the problem? He had this British. I said, I'm trying to connect my laptop. And I asked him, I said, because I didn't know what a MacBook was. Or I didn't know what MacBook was. You see, we may look alike, capacity at all. MacBook is not the mate of anybody's father. I didn't know. I was not here. Won't you connect your own laptop to? That was the day I knew my. I didn't know. He just looked at me funny. I meant well. capacity will not lie. Listen to me. Look. The scripture says, buy the truth and sell it not. If it is the truth, it will cost you something. Don't deceive yourself. Free message, free prayer, free everything. Hear me, when you are ready to start, you will pay, both in money and in blood. What are you talking about? I said, sorry, you are just sitting down. Won't you look for somewhere to connect? God, I'm looking at this, your MacBook. I'm not sure if that thing will work here. We cannot connect it yet. The guy was just looking at me. He didn't say a word. Later, he just looked at me. He said, well, my MacBook runs for an average of 1 week. Such basic information. See the way I was deflated. Can I shock you? We started talking and I realized we went to the same school in Akumba. Well, he was years my junior. Did it change the fact that he knew something I didn't know? Listen, the only edge someone can have over you is that God is advocate before you. But in terms of skillfulness, nobody has advantage. He teaches my hands to walk. Once you find the area God has put you, please, I take God, beg you. If God did not ask you to go and carry computers, don't employ someone to be doing that one. He kind of said, I don't need this thing, or that. I said, okay. I had to go online, started researching about MacBook, and God was so good that my laptop now started having suffocations and mental. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. And I told Pastor, I need a laptop. You see, when you refuse to grow, I said, I need a laptop, those type that I can use to type, you know, something portable, like 150,000, 180,000. But I told him the story of that MacBook. I said, there's someone that is selling UK used. I said, go and talk to him. Somebody said, there's one laptop for Pastor. I said, I'm interested. I need it for my work. I wanted to buy a laptop. It was just a few days to my birthday. I wanted to buy a laptop. I said, Pastor, don't buy it. I'm still doing one research. One laptop that we think might be better. Those UK, those UK, they have grades. So me, as far as grading, I'm okay. I'll wait. Only for the pastors in this church. I don't know how they made themselves. They went to Apple store, ordered for a MacBook. They brought it on my bed. Yes, when I saw it, another problem now. I don't know how to use it. For 8 months, I didn't use that laptop. I was longing for the cucumbers of Egypt. Listen, some of you appreciate me. You like the way I am. I'm telling you that I fought my way through. I told myself that nobody will look at me and pity me. Yes, I told myself. Nobody will look at me and say, if not that you are a Christian, things would have been better. Me? I'm a pastor. I'm not lazy. It's not so. 8 months. One day I now saw Pastor Kola. You know my friend Pastor Kola. And I said, I said, this is my MacBook. You know I don't use it. And I said, why now? He said, you should use it. He said, he just got here. That's his M1. I just got M2. He typed up. I said, I did not even know that. You see this thing called knowledge. Your prophecy can be beautiful. Without the consistent growth in your knowledge capacity, you will fail. You won't need Satan to stop you. Pastor Kola now said, okay, turn on the MacBook. He said, where you have command here, on this one, is like this. Where you have this one here, it's like, it was between PC and your MacBook. He started explaining. So, Control V, Control C is the same thing. Okay. That's how God delivered. I did not need prayers. All I needed was someone to say, this is it. But that thing was a mystery to me. Now, when I walk into
our PhD meetings and seminars, I see people sit carrying their laptop, and like that brother, he does less. I don't need a charger. Ah. Elijah ran away from a witch. An angel gave him bread and told him, this one, go with it for 40 days. The strength of the provision of heaven, 1 meal, 40 days. 1 meal, 40 days. I want you to think about it. The provision of heaven isolates you from needing earthly support systems like charging and all of that. It just takes you out of it, because you are plugged into the mainframe directly. No step down, no step up, no step aside. Plugged in. He said, let them be like us. Talking about what? Functionality. What are some of the core functions we know about God? Number one, God does not panic if there's a problem. God does not panic. Good or bad, he doesn't panic. The earth was destroyed. He came down, assessed it, hovered over it, analyzed it. Data analysis. He analyzed everything. He did his job. Who tried to destroy my world? He took his time. He analyzed it. Some of you fail to understand that when you enter meetings on Monday morning and your boss asks or poses a question at you and you are too quick to answer, it may be a reflection of your weakness. You don't even know what you are talking about. Digest the information. You know what you are going to say. You know what you are going to do. Just digest it like you are confused. Just look quiet, then start talking. Talk, then enter into the heart of the matter. They're like, wow, it's as if something came upon you. The Chinese people are one of the most brilliant people in this universe. Go and study them and the Japanese. Anytime they have been, look at their movies where they have corporate, like all those corporate medical and all those kind of corporate movies. Anytime they talk, you see the subordinate, he never looks into the eyes of the superior person. He does like this. And they take their time. Even after a question is being posed, he holds on for a few seconds. Excavator. Watch out. That is the answer to the problem. You are looking at it, oh God, be confident. That's the cure of HIV. That's the cure of HIV. Shoshi. That's it. Shoshi. That's the cure. Joko Sibe. Mr. Confidence. Continue. Listen to me. If you find, I am telling you that dominating may not be about anointing alone. It could be about perspective. The way you see. The real payment for any office or industry where God has placed you, even if you are not earning enough, is that what you learn the business. That's the real payment. You learn the business and you serve faithfully. And you learn the business. You serve faithfully and you learn the business. You serve faithfully and you learn. If you have been an accountant and you work in an accounting firm and you are in this church, by now you should say, okay, I think I want to start something and start at having personal clients, private, corporate clients. And you start on a small scale and you start building it. Do you think you are going to walk into a boardroom in 2026 and they will not ask you, what kind of jobs have you done before? Do you think they will not ask you? You want to take a contract of 500 million. They will not ask to see, to know where you are. You can't handle it now. It's not about the knowledge. It's about capacity. Have you done something? Okay, I've done 250. This, but okay. Let's see what I can deploy. Give us the first phase. Let's see. You are waiting for someone to tell you that build a project. Do something. You will do it. You will spend your money and nothing will come out of it. But it is your learning curve. It is your learning curve. Have you ever tied up a project and you ask yourself, who sent you? And you also come. Olo ni shekini, olo ni on fresh president, also come. That's what when one president lost, he cried. And that one said that he cried, that let's help him. He has cried. Do you think capacity is your mate?
capacity is tied to how much you have been able to undo in the past and survived. It's not a gift of the spirit. Capacity is not a gift of the spirit. It's not a gift of the spirit. It's not a fruit. You build it. Even God, when he created his, he created man, he tested it. Quality testing. He allowed the serpent come in and test it. Come on, are you hearing me now? I say God allowed the serpent to come in and test what he built. And he saw that that man crashed. The system crashed. That software crashed. God saw it. And he didn't panic. Tell your neighbor, don't panic this year. Have a plan. There are many anointed people who are frustrated. The ones that I know, heavily anointed, if they shut their eyes like this, they will tell your whole life. But if their children will be going to school, they have to ask me, please, can I get money to send my children to school? Because anointing is not the solution for wealth. Or let me rephrase, it's not the primary solution for wealth. I don't need to do what I don't know anybody who is a pastor at my age or that is my friend or that is in my network that is putting his head into so many things that like I'm doing. But I'm doing it for my children. I want to model hard work to them. I'm doing it for my children. And I'm doing it for the members of Harvest Road Assembly. Before you come and tell me that God told you to start a church on Mount Moriah. I'm the pastor of this church. I've not started anything on Mount Moriah. Tomorrow we are going to where we are carrying cement. Can you join us? I think you need money and you are hungry. So let's it's 15 naira per bag. Don't look for any quick fix this year. Take 6 months. Train yourself. Use your money. Don't use anybody's money. That's why you keep failing and you come back and tell and say, sir, the shop be open for me, did not work. It's because it wasn't your money. It was your money, you died there. The kind of books you will read, you want to be in the boardroom 5-10 years from now. The kind of books you will read, the kind of movies you will watch. Huh? Boardroom politics. You can be a victim of boardroom politics. The people there, they are not normal people. They are not people trying to have a career. They are people who decide other people's career. That's why you notice in the boardroom, they talk, it's like they are not making sense. The real meeting is after that meeting. Oh, sir, what do you think, sir? Okay, let's vote against it. That's it. Good or bad, that's it. And we need to fight for people's rights. Nigerians are suffering. Suspend that. Suspend that. Who said that thing? Suspend that. Suspend. Oh Lord, yeah. 1 year, you're going to court. Well, that is popular language in Nigeria. Go to court. Man was created to represent God. Let's wrap up so I can go on, please. Are you blessed? So you need to understand that this creation called man was not an afterthought. Some of you here, all of you that go about saying master one skill, some of you are gifted in to master several skills. Why are you comparing yourself with a lazy person? The first time God's spirit came upon a man in the Bible, it was in the creative space. What are you talking about? Not even to preach. You are lazy and you are calling it, I like to take my time. Psalms chapter 8 verse 5 and 6. Psalms chapter 8 verse 5 and 6. For what is man that thou art mindful of him? Not the son of man that you regard him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the Elohim. You have crowned him with glory. This is the definition of man. Whether you are in the government space, whether you are a musical artist, whether you are a developer, whether you are a teacher, whether you are a school owner, whether you are a graduate, whether you are a lawyer, whether you are an accountant, whether you are a noisemaker, whatever you are, please put up that scripture. If you don't have this dominion mentality, hello, let me just throw this aside. Let me throw this and please just put it somewhere. Please put this thing I'm about to say somewhere. Every boardroom is run by one material. The 48 laws of power. Any organization? Huh? Any organization? Federal Executive Council? Tesla? Microsoft? Just imagine. The Bible they read there is 48 laws of power and the art of war. I'm just telling you, so that when you go there, you want to say, hey, I'm here to learn from all of you. Who said that? Throw him out. We are not here to teach anybody anything. You want to be humble. In the boardroom, they want tigers there. They want lions. Currently, our growth rate is pegged at 20%, which is far, which is 10% below our growth measurement for the previous year. At this rate, this is what our competitors are doing. If we do not scale and optimize our production department, we have to lay off 400 employees. You will see it with your eyes open. We have to lay off, and I recommend 200 will come from this department, 200 will come from this department, 400, 300. You will be sharing it. Say yes, yes. You'll be marking it. You will think that they are talking about tomatoes. People with families. If your heart is not strong and you are the one that will sign their letters as the HR, you will faint. Because some of those people, you know them. You were there when they were employed. MJ, there was one organization, I won't mention their name. The head HR signed everybody's letter. Then somebody signed their own. Ah. A big organization. Some of you have account there. Boardroom. Somebody was being interviewed for a particular role in a bank, in a very big bank, one bank like that. She failed the last set because the group head HR, it was said she's too fat. This is how God made me. Which can win, Jesus? They gave you tests, you passed. They did interview, you passed. Someone just looked at you and said, say Asho Jola, right? That she has no, the clothes don't sit well on her. We need our head HR to be. That was the bias. Meanwhile, somebody in the boardroom wanted that woman. Are you getting me? That woman that didn't dress well. One or two people in the boardroom wanted her. But the assessment team said no. Doesn't look like she can represent our brand, and nobody said anything. And it was time to sack that editor. So they gave her the task. 700 people will be going this year end. Sign their letters. Then those people in the boardroom signed her own letter. What did I do? We sent someone to you. See, we signed the letter, we signed your letter, you are fired. But so that you know, do you think anybody comes in for a role as head HR and somebody at the top is not interested in that person? Whether they get the job or not, even if there are three applicants, each of those applicants have at least one person that wants them there. Be careful. Where are you? You are going. They are saying somebody is fat. When I came into the bank, I was not fat, I was thin. So are you going to judge me also? It's one thing to be slim. When you are okay, you are slim. When you are poor, you are thin. Me, I was thin. And my clothes did not even stay on my body. I wore black shirt, pink tie, black suit, the one that one that Pastor Adebo used to wear. There was a way I watch. The regional manager said, "Are you part of us?" I say, "Yes." Yeah. I said, "I'm the new staff." He said, "Hey, Ezoku. The man, he said, "Don't come here. We are not mourning. Don't come here like this." I said, "What?" Because in my church in Redeem, that's how we normally we used to dress. We dress like Pastor Adebo. I rep my father. I came, they pursued me. They go away. I went to Marina on that bridge. We passed this one. I said, "Come and select it." We are pricing blazer, 5,000, 7,000. We were dragging. Later, I left as this one. He started speaking outside to the man. For the guy, took 5,000. 2008. So if you look down at me, what about now? Do you know that when God talks to you, he's talking to the future you. The one that he wrote something about in his books. How dare you look down on yourself because of a challenge? Who are you? You are too small to assess yourself. You are too small. Do you think God did not know you will go through all these things? Say, "I don't know why my life is like this." Whose life? The one God gave you, or be the one you gave yourself? Say, "This is my life. I don't know. Every time something wants to happen, something will just happen. That thing will not happen. I will have one dream. Something will not. That thing will not happen again." You. So you know your life like this, and you are failing. You want to go into boardroom? You understand the demeanor. Look at the way God says, "Let us make man." He said it casually. He said, "Who human being we are talking about? The old earth, generations will be born." God said, "Let us make man." He just said it casually. The way we enter the boardroom and Bobby was just okay. So there's a new client and we need to do this. He just says it casually. It is those on the ground troop that know that thing he said is 6 months of work. You that just follow your dad to the office. I want to see how daddy works. Ah, I like daddy so fair, but he's very calm. You share me. There's work. Because the moment daddy say we have a new client, they are already they know the type of projects we undo here. At all, 6 to 8 months. And if you think it's easy to get a client to trust you, go and try. Say, "Let us make man." When God spoke about his image, he was saying that anywhere Loretta goes, people must see my signature on her. They must know where she's coming from. Anywhere they see Pastor Tokwe, they need to be able to say, "This is someone that represents heaven." That means the authority and the permission of heaven is over your life. Anywhere they see Kemi, they should be able to say, "She's this skillful because the hand of God, like Aholiab, is upon her. That even though she's good at what she does, but we can see there's an extra touch of grace and excellence that God doesn't mind giving to you because we have seen your diligence." You wake up at night. Have you ever gotten up on the morning? You say, "Let me just quickly do something on my computer, then go and pray." And you didn't stand up till 6 p.m. Who knows what I'm talking about? Oh, congratulations. When you find passion, you will know. Let me just quickly send an email. You will just see one. I did this thing, this adjustment. You will be there. You will be there at 3 p.m. Say, "I stand up, come and eat." I know. This year you are moving forward though. See, even if you did not plan to move forward, the fact that I ran into you today, you are in trouble. You must move forward. I say you must move forward. Listen to me. When God made man, the scripture said he blessed him. Anything that God comes, if you wake up this morning the way Adam woke up and found himself that day, the blessing of God will come over you. If you wake up on the inside of you and tell yourself that I will not allow my restrictions or my limitations to stop me again, I go and write the plan down. 7 items for 2026. Put it on ChatGPT. Put it in a calendar for me. This is what I will do. This is how I will do it. This one, I will start this tutorial 6 p.m. every evening. This one is 5 a.m. I start praying. I read my Bible. Don't live your life in quotes by the Spirit as the wind blows you, because you will never be organized. Structure your life. That is part of, those are foundations for boardroom politics. If you want to get inside that place. Somebody was about to be fired in his office.
and the MD of the bank called me. So we want to sack this person. Before they sacked him, they wanted to recruit him. And they said, the MD said, I'm not convinced that this guy is very smart. I was with the MD and the head HR. And I said, but how would you know? See boardroom language. I said, how would you know? I want to know what is really going on in your mind. I didn't become defensive. I just asked, I said, how would you know? In the boardroom, we don't talk like subservients. Huh? We don't talk like subservients. There's only one game we play in the boardroom. Huh? We add numbers to our network. We may be in a boardroom of 20 people. Inside that 20 people, I know that there are 7 people there. Anything I do or we do, we support each other. But when you see us in the boardroom, this everybody, do you notice there's always tea and water in front of them? They don't drink it. Have you ever asked yourself why they don't drink? We are looking at each other's faces. What is he saying that he's not saying? What is on his face? Why do you think people walk into boardrooms with their PA? And the PA's job is to look at everybody's face. When you come and say, oh God, this man is not for us. This man is not for us. Meanwhile, you'll be talking. They think you are not. The PA there is not to jot. He's not there to jot. He has the record that day. He's not to jot. This thing I'm telling you won't fall on you like anointing. You understand? You have to read your way, study your way there. Somebody, you walk into an interview, the moment you come, there's an aura around you. She just says, this is the person we want. There's an aura. This is the person we want. This is the person. It smells literally on you. Once you become that kind of person, you put in some time. You invest in your clothing. You invest in books. You stop watching those stupid things on this thing. It's only when you have stretched your brain, you go and watch Dancing Saloons. The kind of people you'll be subscribing to, people who talk business strategy, if you're a program, you subscribe to people who talk about those kind of things. You listen to them. I know a lot of people who started their career as software developers. They ended in the boardroom. The language has changed. The man asked me, he said, we should fire this person. And I said, why? He said, he committed a fraud. I said, let's estimate the level of the fraud and know if it's a benefit to the company or not. He said, is there something about you and this guy? I said, did he tell you he gave me money? I'm the MD of a bank. I hope you know your age was the age of those your uncles used to envy. Don't let time catch up on you and you realize you are 60 and you never lived. Waiting for divine opportunity. My sister, seest thou a man that is diligent? What? Don't wait for God. Get diligent. I defended that brother. He wasn't fired. Then later I came back and I said, what about this guy? He said, well, he's on suspension. I said, I think it's time to fire him. I was still the one who said fire him. But he was a senior manager in that bank. I recommend, I was part of those who signed. Say fire him. But I'm a pastor. I can sign. I have a signature for promotion. I have a signature for sack. Start crying. And I used to advise him, that's a pastor. In the boardroom, we don't cry, we sign. Make up your mind to be angry. If not, you will not develop. Stop arguing with the tax, 25%, 30%. Let them do their thing. You do your thing. If you're a carpenter, tell yourself, nobody will be better than me this year. Nobody. Don't enter the boardroom. Don't enter your office meetings, your official meetings this year. And when they ask any contribution, and you are quiet, you can never make management. The most brilliant people don't make top management. They do the work. Top managers, one thing, even when they are saying stupid things, they are talking. And they are bold with it. Don't make your boss repeat himself. I'm telling you how authority begins to flow to you. And let me tell you a personal strategy. If Rapa tells me something, and maybe some of you have seen me do this here. You tell me something, and I say, wait a minute. Let me say what I have heard. I will now repeat. I say, is this what I think you said? 1, 2, 3. Say, is that what you said? You now say yes for clarity. Because if after that time I am expected to build that feature and I am stuck, the problem is not with the information that was given to me. It means I need to talk to a colleague now that this thing, look at it. It's going to be embarrassing going back to him and say, please, can you repeat what? Are you normal? Oh, what was it? I said this thing 3 times and I will ask. He begins to get angry. Your work desk. We are talking about dominion. Dominion has to be given. Power has to be given. It doesn't grow from within. Let them have dominion. It has to be given by a higher force. And for it to be given, somebody must look at him and say, this is my well-beloved son. So that means God was watching his son for 30 years. 30 years. They are watching you now. You just got to the company 6 months ago. They are watching you. They are watching you. They watch the way you pick your teacup. And for Christ's sake, if you gulp water when you drink, don't do it in the office. Personally, it is sweet. There's a way you gulp the water. You feel it. You feel it. Sincerely, I'm like that. I went for a boardroom meeting somewhere at Lekki Phase 1. When we were done, they said, I'm so sorry, we didn't offer you anything to it. I said no. And that's my slope. That's my, I'll just do mine. I said no. Never mind. Thank you. Once I do like this, I'm off. It's my own boardroom signature. Once I do, it's not a secret code. I just do I just do like this. My Moloni. Because you now eat, and Satan is so good. Yeah, those of us who like wearing white, it's deliberate. It's built in psychology. Huh? There will be one oil. Not oil. Oil. Somewhere that you cannot cover. After all your demonstration, PowerPoint presentation. So sorry, sir. See your life. Came to Lekki, you ate in VI, collected umbrella, ate in Bagada, collected pencil. Now you came to Lekki. It was palm oil. Don't eat. That was the first statement Daniel used to register his presence. He didn't eat.
Father, I thank you for your many blessings, even for this divine provision.
See, the way you smile when you see food.
You are such a faithful God and will bless you. Scripture says in all things we should give you thanks. And right now we thank you for this provision. Amen. Hallelujah.
I had a meeting with the governor of Ondo State. I didn't eat. Me, where I know Satan. That palm oil will find you. I don't even know which hand is left for fork, left, right for. I don't. So I won't eat. Give me water. You can't poison me because I won't eat. Once your weakness is known in the boardroom, that's your, they will start planning your fall. Let them have dominion. Dominion will ask to be given. It has to be given. You can't take it. They will call you and say, take. I said they will call you and say, take. But it's not really a prayer point. We may have the same skill as fashion designers, but I will charge 50,000 and I'm happy. Because I don't have anything I'm aspiring for in life. I just want to make heaven. But Fatima will make heaven. Collect crown in heaven. and still make this world. Because the same design. You are good, though. But she already knows that person I'm working with is not her client. Our own clients are 300,000, 400,000 and above. Don't say amen. This is the thing I'm sure. You know, people are, oh God. I'm not praying. This prayer, I will pray. Nothing change. Don't pray. Which prayer did Adam pray now? I'm telling you, we are talking about something. I'm saying amen. When we read the bus stop of prayer, I'll tell you. For now, I'm telling you. Because now that's the only thing somebody heard in this message. Pastor says, you know, pray on your own. This is the first service we are holding this year. I want to beg you. Don't have New Year resolutions. Have a plan that works. When you are done crafting your plan for the year, take it to someone to look at it. Is this thing feasible? What are the things? How many of you are in HR here? Wave to me. Is there anybody in HR here? God bless you, man. Ah, my sister. Who else? I can see two hands. You are in HR? Okay, yeah. Learning and development. We have three people, minus my wife and myself. We need to form a cell group. Learning and development is good. Do you have an AI element in your skill? Do you work with AI? Do you build resources using AI? Okay, so you see what I'm saying. Now put that aside. Somebody reached out to my wife and said they needed somebody for a role in Total Reward. Do you have Total Reward in your office? Compensation and benefits. That's what they used to call it. And they were asking, begging my wife, okay, how much is the money? They said 80 million per annum. And it's remote. Oh, sorry, they are working in Nigeria, reporting to South Africa. They said, but we can increase it to 100 million. Say because we don't really have a lot of experts in Total Reward in Africa. Not Nigeria, in Africa. That is the area of specialization of my wife. So they reached out to her. She didn't even, person called from some other country. I was begging my wife. Ah! I look at my life, I say, ah! Massive dummy. Don't tempt me with evil things. Say, can I increase 100 million? Oh my God. I'm here. Pastor Pedro is the church key. Say. Your next season is on the other side of learning. When my wife got into that department in our bank, she didn't even know what it meant. The person wandered over to her. She was the person. Please call my sister. Right. So this is the department. This is your chair. There's someone that used to sit here, but he will soon come. But I think, I'm not sure if he wants to come back. This one. This is the fire. Everything is inside. God bless you. Have a nice day. Person ran away. Say they work here and I die. My wife, a newbie, sit down, God bless you. Looking around, she did the job for a few years, didn't even know the power of that skill until her boss, who is a foreigner, came to her and said, Wumi, if you stay with me, I will train you. This is your skill. I'm conscious of the fact that you don't even know what it is worth. That was what took my wife to Harvard, took my wife to Dubai. Because the woman told her, if you settle down, I will train you. That was the only thing God sent that woman to do in my wife's life. The rest, they say, is history. Now, I have also decided to humble myself and learn from her. Because what she has in her head, in this area, nobody must call my wife that kind of call again, and I'm not ready. I'll just tell you, since you are looking for something, but it's remote too, and I only work 8 to 4. Remove your tax. How much? Do you know what I'm talking about?
And the company I'm talking about, they did adverts on YouTube, on social media. It's a bottling company. Like the biggest. The biggest of, just imagine their name, I don't care. But just imagine that. The biggest of the biggest in terms of football adverts, Premier sports, and they are saying, please just give us somebody. And I looked inside the church, I couldn't find. Even me, I was found wanting. Don't go to the area of skill that is easy. Don't find pleasure in easy things in 2026. Don't settle for easy things in 2026. Build a plan to learn the difficult things. Build a strategy. Burn the midnight oil. 8 to 10. 2 hours register. 2 hours register. 2 hours register. Grow in silence. Once you emerge, the world cannot stop you. When you finish learning that skill, 8 to 10, you now go on your knees. You teach it my answer. As your hand was upon the holy, you begin to pray. The angels are happy. Not that your amen will be the loudest. I went to a church in that meeting, a court. That church has max 40 people. 40 people. Only for me to realize the backup singer, one of the backup singers, was my client in the bank. Several millions. Backup singer. She was still in my office saying, why is your interest rate so low? I can't do this. Your interest rate is so low. I said, I'm so sorry, madam. No, I'll talk to my boss to see what we can do. No. She was the backup singer. Me, I came there as a man of God. No, you are not getting it. I want you to imagine in 2009, someone that has like 50 million. Eh? She has 50 million. In those days, fixed deposits were very popular. 50 million, 2009. When banks were doing 20%, MJ, 20%, 25% interest rate. Ah! I now went to this church. The man of God is in there. Eh? It was Madame Antoinette. Jesus has the miracle world. Backup singer. So if backup singer is having 50 million, oh my church, back church, oh. No, hey, 40 people, backup singer, 50 million. Where did the lead singer come get? And they are meeting a co-hotel. And they pay Sunday by Sunday. They don't want noise. They don't want everybody. Found this church to be full. It's not in that kind of place. I said, oh, madam, how are you? Is this your church? I changed my voice. I said, is this your church? Oh, God bless you. I didn't know you're a pastor. I said, yeah, you know, you combine. The next day she came to my office. Good afternoon, sir. Man of God, said, don't talk about your interest rate today. No, I can pray for you. I can. So just let me see your mind. I said, go and see him and discuss interest rate. But you can bring the prophet offering to me. Out of them shall arise the voice of thanksgiving. Shall we glorify them? Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. Shall we glorify them? That's his prophecy. That's his promise to you. That's his promise to you. God says, I will glorify you. He says, I will glorify you. Rise on your feet. Yes. He said, I will glorify you. Put up that scripture. Put up that. Jeremiah chapter 30. You must know this scripture this year. Listen to me. God's plan to give you influence in this earth. 19, verse 19. Didn't start with you. But you see, the ultimate dimension where God is taking you to is on the other side of learning. You cannot say no to learning. You can't say, I'm 40, I don't want to learn everything. You rejoice. Because even when you are writing that code and you are confused, you can begin to deploy some spiritual formulas, and you begin to pray in tongues, and you know that, look, there's going to be a solution. What are you talking about? It's out of them shall come forth the voice of thanksgiving. Put up that scripture. And the voice of them that make merry. Look, listen to me. This year, if we are not talking strategy, we are talking rejoicing. We'll celebrate our wins. We will not be jealous about each other's progress. Because everybody is busy. What are you talking about? What God has in store for you, eyes have not seen. What are you talking about? You are the one who says you are old. As far as God is concerned, you have not lived for one day. Because a day is as a thousand. Look, Sister Joy, you can begin to train yourself in the area of total rewards. The data is there. Africa doesn't even have enough of it, not to talk of Nigeria. So you must know labor laws, senior management compensation, how to handle senior management compensation and benefit. You have to know so many things. And if your job involves total rewards for other African countries, you have to know the labor laws of those countries, know their public holiday, know their pay rate, know the base rate, know so many things that may be unique to a country. For instance, if you're in Dubai, they don't pay tax. And their currency is still stronger than the US currency. Yeah, I want to go to America. You better go to Dubai. If your salary is 120,000, it is 120,000. Nobody will take a kobo. How can a country be like that and they are making progress? Another country is taking 40%. One just increased, but there's one country now. They just increased their tax again. And the money will disappear. For the last time, it was a snake that took the money. Are you hearing me? Don't go to places where it will be easy anymore. Take your time. What I'm sharing with you is my own resolution, whether as a pastor or in any other capacity. Come on, say, I will rejoice. Come on, say, I will rejoice. The word of God says, I rejoice at your word as one that has found what? Great spoil. Great spoil. God is committed to you. Do you know it? Do you understand it? Do you believe it? Do you know the strategy? What are you talking about? You are not small. It's the way you've been seeing yourself. I was driving with my wife. We saw one of our colleagues on campus way back. She's also an accountant. And we had to pick her along the way. She was in my wife's class. And when we had to drop her at our office, and when she left, I said to my wife, same class, you sat in the same class, you took the same courses. Look at the difference. The same way somebody that is in Chevron will be looking at my wife and say, I expected you to have... I'm telling you, who you follow matters. Sometimes you may have the gift. You may have the gift. Elisha might be a prophet. If there's no Elijah, he will farm all his life. He will farm. And he says, we had 30 tons of maize this year. We had 200 tons. We sold this. And then we say, hey, see prophets, selling market. See, hey, Elisha will get to heaven. Everything about him will be about prayer. Say, sorry, this is not my fire. They say, it's your fire. This is not my fire. I have farm. I have business. We bought tractor before I die. Say, that's not you. That's not you. When I read the Bible, I'm always shocked because the way I look at this, I say, so without Elijah, now so the guy go to the farm. We need 200 bags for cement. We need. Then God said, all that effort, no record, because that's not the plan. I will not miss road. I want you to ask for direction this year. I want you to ask for direction this year. Pray for yourself passionately. Pray for yourself passionately. Ask for divine direction this year. Ask for divine direction. Can you pray for yourself passionately? Ask for divine direction this year. Ask for... you must not miss it, oh. You must not miss it. Ask for divine direction. He made us in his image. And he made us in his likeness. That speaks about representation and functionality. I want you to pray and ask God for direction this year. I don't want to miss it. Lord, 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 I don't want to miss it. Akataye makuratasa. Ask for direction this year. Ask for direction this year. Onuemala. Onuemala. You are not small. The pathway is open for you. Arakata ikamala sota. Zeketeya kumala. Zepara tekaya no tota. Let the windows of direction, divine direction, begin to open. Open over you, open over our children. Open over your husband. Open over your wife. Ole kata ye mahakato. Arabaka kokokoto sika. Rubaka taka seke seke le mokoto koto. Rabaka taka taka seke 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 koto. Ha. So out of us shall come the voice of merriment and thanksgiving. So if I will glorify them, and they will not be few, I will multiply them, they will not be small. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Dominion is a DNA, but it's very possible that you may not even know what you carry. Ask the Lord. This year, help me to see what is happening around me. Help me to see what is happening around me. There are things, there are opportunities, there are movements, there are things the Lord wants you to see, but you are not conscious of them. Can you ask the Lord, help me to see the opportunities that are around me? I don't want to lazy around. Help me to see the opportunities that are around me. I don't want to miss my opportunities. I don't want to miss my divine moment. I don't want to miss my divine moment. Rabalekano sutaya. Azeketele makuratase. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. No man, there is no man in scripture that made advancement without the help of other men. There are people that must come into your life. Without Elijah, nobody will know Elijah. Without Samuel, nobody will know Saul. Without Mordecai, nobody will know Esther. Without Jesus, no Peter. Without Jesus, without Barnabas, no Paul. There are people that must come into your life. People that God has sent to. There are people that must come into your life this year, and they must come early, because this year is going to be very fast. I want you to pray and ask for everyone that God has assigned to your life, to your ministry, to your marriage, to your business, to your life generally. Ask that the Lord will cause them to begin to connect. Listen to me, when you see businesses that are doing well, it's not that they are better, there is a connection somewhere. Ask the Lord this year, Lord, every destiny partner, every destiny partner, everyone that is designed to be in my space in this season, in the name of Jesus, let them begin to draw near to me. Let them begin to draw near to me. Let them begin to draw near to me, in the name of Jesus. Let them begin to draw near to me, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We must pray against the spirit of error and confusion. Somebody said, anytime I get into the meeting room and the conversation is about to start, I start feeling confused. You talk, you begin to stutter. I know what I want to say, but somehow I just begin to stammer. It presents me as someone that is not confident. It's a spirit of error. It's a spirit of confusion. People look at you, you can do it, but they are not sure about you. There's something telling people not to be comfortable around you. It's the same thing that happens to some of our children. They go into, they study, they revise, they get into the exam, they become confused. We must deal with those things now. Lift up your voice and pray. This year, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of error. I take authority over the spirit of confusion. I begin to walk in clarity of mind. I begin to walk in clarity of direction. In the name of Jesus. I take authority in the name of Jesus. I begin to walk above the realm of confusion. Above the realm of doctrine. I am not confused. I have mental clarity here. It's the name of Jesus. This year I make consistent progress on the strength of wisdom. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Merokata, Irakosa, Azika Tomalaka, Rebele Kutokosita. Rakabanaka Tokosikata. No error in my work. No errors in my computation. Oh, Lekata, Arepasuta, on my job, I receive the spirit of excellence. I receive the spirit of excellence. No error in my work. No error in my task. I enter into a new level of excellence and deployment. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to come into higher levels of excellence. In the name of Jesus, no error in my work. Magikato labate, rakatu zakata. Jesus' mighty name we pray. You see, the scripture said, and it came into the heart of David that he should number the people, and God was angry. There are things that can come into your heart, and there are even godly ideas, and we've missed out on many of them. God can tell you, employ this person, but you just feel like, for what? That's the next king, go say, employ this person. Why don't you do something like this? Even if you are not going to deploy it, do something about it and keep it. See, it came into his heart. Do you know how many things came into your heart last year? Today, if you are a student, all of you young people, listen to me. We are not placing the barrier down and say only parents should succeed. Only grow. Witty inventions will come out from amongst you. We are not placing a barrier and saying, oh, just the grown up. No, 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 no. We are not doing that one this year. But it will come into their hearts. There are things that, solutions for global change, that must come into our hearts. There is something that must come into your heart that the world will receive from you. Can you begin to pray and receive those kind of ideas? Can you begin to pray and receive those kind of ideas? Can you begin to pray and receive those kind of ideas? Can you begin to pray and receive those kind of ideas? I want you to enter into the place of strength for the year 2026. Enter with your family into the place of strength. Enter as a business into the place of strength. Enter into a covenant with God that you will not be weak this year. You will not be weak this year. You will push forward in the name of Jesus. Ah, ye kambala kanoko seta. Cannot be weary. We will run and not faint. On the mountains of our working, we will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. On the mountains of our walking, moti goke o, moti goke oluwa o, moti goke oluwa lo, ibiti ati so abara mi toto eo. Aha! Christ, I call every person out of retirement. I call you out of stagnation. Moses was 80 years old when he stepped into his purpose. You are not old. We will not allow you to retire. You have not fulfilled your destiny yet. So in the name of Jesus, come out of retirement. Every barrier that men have put on you, every word that was spoken to relegate you and say you cannot rise above this level, today the hand of God is upon you. Every word that was spoken in judgment, we condemn it. Every imagination that has entered your mind to make you feel like a servant when God has chosen you to be a king, today in the name of Jesus, we pull down that imagination. Every spirit that says you can't do it, every mind, every thought, every pattern that says you can't do it. Today the hand of God is against them. Therefore you rise in strength today. Today is the fourth day of January. Four is the number of balance. Therefore regain your balance. I say regain your balance. I say regain your balance. Stand on your feet and regain your balance. Stand on your feet and regain your balance. Begin to march forward. Begin to march forward. January is for you. February is for you. March is for you. April is for you. May is for you. June is on your side. July is your prophecy. August is for you. September is for you. October is for you. November is for you. December is your time to testify. We will
heaven has marked your moment. This week you will move in divine speed, divine favor, and undeniable testimonies. Go forth as a proof of prophecy. For more information, visit our website at www.theharvestword.org. See you again, and until then, keep soaring.